Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and this is a new thing for me. I have never done this before, but I think it'll definitely have a lot of value. I have a bunch of interviews to edit, but I wanted to get this one out because it is the audio version of the Aaron Franklin personal tour. He did a 27-minute tour of Franklin Barbecue. He pretty much covered every corner of the place and told little stories throughout. It's on my YouTube channel, Kevin's BBQ Joints on YouTube. There's just too much information in this for me not to share, for you not to get those little tidbits that I think are really special. So without further ado, here is Aaron Franklin giving a personal tour of Franklin Barbecue in Austin, Texas.
Well, hello there. My name is Katanya Katinuitz, and I work here at Franklin Barbecue. I'm in the kitchen right now, about to make the rounds. But in all seriousness, I'm Aaron Franklin. I've been trying to get fired from here for years, and it's just not working for me. But I thought I'd show you guys around. We're here in the kitchen right now, making myself a little Sprodly Doskies for the morning, because it's brr, cold outside. And yeah, let's start here, maybe take a tour, and we'll explore the nether regions and the front-facing aspects of Franklin Barbecue. So, leaving the kitchen, we're here in the smokehouse. We'll visit more in here later. We're about to load up the briskets. It's about 10:15, so we're kind of starting to stage stuff out. Ribs are already off for the day. And yeah, just kind of resetting the fires and stuff and getting ready for service. So let's go down the stairs and we will go check out the line and see what's going on out there. Little story. So as we're going out the door, it's winter time right now. It's kind of chilly outside. Usually all this stuff's open. But if you look at the char on this, we had a fire back in 2017 and we salvaged just a little bit of the wood that was actually sort of salvageable, but we use it on the doors just because, you know, it kind of looks cool and well, it's a reminder that we should switch to pellet cookers. No, I'm kidding. Super kidding. But it does look kind of neat though. So it's kind of back of the house. Nothing too special going on here. This is our reefer container. We get about 25 to 30 cases of brisket a day delivered. We get deliveries about 4 or 5 a.m. every day. But anyway, this kind of, it's really a freezer, but we've set it just to cool for quick recovery time. Anywho, gonna make our way over here. Now it is about 10 o'clock right now, 10:15 I guess. And this is our pre-order trailer. So we're doing this a little bit backwards. So once we work around, you'll kind of get some context for it. But if you order online, there's a pre-order, that's a 5 pound minimum, right? Yeah, 5 pound minimum. Get online, order, come up here, kind of skip the line, but it's for like big parties and birthday parties and hanging out, bachelor parties, any kind of party, really. Or if you just can eat 5 pounds of meat, that's fine too. Anyway, this is a pre-order trailer though. We used to have a taco trailer here. Pandemic killed it. We didn't reopen after that. But now, if you get an order, there's some like overflow seating and stuff like that out here. So kind of nice. It's pretty on a good day. I will also say the line's pretty short today. And that's kind of a cool thing. Like right now it's our slow season because it's the winter, as they call it. So if you're ever like, oh, I can't get in line there. They're way too long. Alas, my good friends, you can. And it's called winter time. And I'm going to start to whisper here, but this is the line. It gets pretty tricky out there sometimes. We're gonna get through it, but I thought I was dead for sure. The line kind of takes care of itself. It's like, you know, share some beers, get some breakfast tacos, hang out, make some friends. It's pure magic. We don't do much to manage this line. It kind of does itself. But anyway, let's go explore. Maybe we'll meet some nice people, some good friends. Good mornings.
Hello, sir.
How are y'all doing?
Good, you?
Man, another day at the office. What's shaking with you guys?
Much came in from Canada.
Oh, man, so you're not wearing flip-flops and shorts?
No, I came prepared. I looked ahead.
Yeah, all right. Figured, like, being from Canada, be like, oh, man, it's burning. They're burning up down there. It's like it's like summertime.
So. Well, it was all right yesterday when it warmed up.
I never really noticed this until this winter, but, man, we've had so many Canadians coming through here. They're like, oh, it's so cold up there. I was like, yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, getting away from the minus 20.
Yeah, it's like we're your Florida. Everybody doing good out here? Literally cold chilling? Oh, hello, Taylor. This is Taylor, our little line person.
Hi.
Friendliest person known to man.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Hi, guys. How are ya?
How are you?
My friend, I'm good. You came prepared. Are you guys with them too?
We're friends now.
You're friends now. The line has a way of doing that. It brings people together. I've seen people meet in line and then get married later. Isn't that funny? Well, what are you guys thinking you're going to get? Do you know? Do you want some help?
I have very high hopes for you. I think you'll be just fine.
Tallies of all the meat that we're going to get today. So we've got the brisket, pork ribs, pulled pork, turkey house sausage and jalapeno cheddar sausage. And then today we have beef ribs too. So we go down the line and ask everybody about how much they're thinking about ordering. It's kind of like reserving the meat for themselves. So it doesn't have to be exact, but just so that we know when we're gonna run out of.
So the thing is, almost every morning, the doors open at 10:59. Reason for that is, door opens, people have about 1 minute to get to the counter because the idea is that you're ordering your food at 11 o'clock on the dot. So if I'm here, I usually come up and start staring at my phone awkwardly. And I start pacing, and I continue to pace. Let me out! Y'all ready? Heck yeah. Long time no see, guys. Feel like we're besties now. Hook around there and Kelsey will get to cutting. Guten mornings. Glad we sort of have a heater in here. Little bit. It barely works. How you doing?
Good, man. Thanks for having us.
Heck yeah, man. Thanks for being had. Well, that's really, really cool. We're excited to have you guys. Kelsey's been talking about y'all all morning. She's like, I just can't wait to open the door so I can slice some meat for these guys. It's okay. You know, we use a lot of salt. Yeah, salt and pepper and some other stuff. We marinate in unicorn blood. So this may come as a surprise as I'm getting closer and closer to the camera. So you stand in line, you show up, you hang out. You're like, oh, what do I gotta do to get into that place? Really, all you have to do is show up. It's really simple. But kind of hang out, make some friends, have a cold beverage, or perhaps a hot beverage if it's early. That would be coffee. But when you come up to the line, you'll see how we do everything. And it's kind of meant, it's kind of like German meat market style. It's been done this way for years. We'll be 15 this year, and people were doing it for a real long time before we came along. But you kind of get to the counter, and you're like, oh, give me a rib. Give me a slice of this. Oh, man, that looks good. And we'll put little snacks up on the board and chit-chat. And, you know, we want to know if little Timmy's got his braces pulled off. We want to know how Grandma's doing, you know, if Mom's a little under the weather, throw an extra half pound of brisket in there to take home, all that kind of stuff. So this is really, you know, like that position was kind of like designed for me, you know, because I would just get up there, cut every lunch and like chit chat. So everything, like the height of the counter, the angle of the counter is like measured off like my body and like where I like to work and how I like to lean over and cut and stuff like that. So it's really, you know, and of course I built all this stuff, so it was real easy to do that for myself. But yeah, the whole thing, you know, you get in, you cut everything, chit chat a bit, pay, high fives and stuff. But really the goal is like, you know, you get there, you wait for a while, and it's like we talk, like we hang out. It's not like we're just shoveling out meat. It's like, all right, blah, 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 get out of here. Like, we want to hang out. We want to make friends with you guys. And that's really what this place is designed for. Also, a cool thing about the cutter is that that kind of controls the flow of the restaurant, right? So you're dealing with, you know, cutting stuff, talking to people, but you're also looking at the seats. So, you know, we've only got 37 seats in the restaurant. It's not very big at all. And we cook about 120 briskets a day, so we got to get all this food out, but we don't want to rush people. So, say, for example, the dining room's full, maybe we'll slow down service just a little bit to let some, you know, tables clear out to make some room because we don't want people standing around. Or we can speed it up. If, you know, the line's super long, we can cut a little bit faster. My work day also, as Catania continuates, you know, I work downstairs, which we'll take a look at more of the behind-the-scenes stuff here in a minute. But I'll kind of come up here, open the door, make the rounds, high-five, bust some tables, chit-chat, go downstairs, do some emails, come back up here and just kind of bounce back and forth. You know, we're waiting on tables to get filled up. I'm going to go do some emails, but I'll show you guys the office in the meantime. Whew, man, what a trek to get down to the office. We don't have a lot of room left on this property, so we kind of have to squeeze in where we can. But this is the office. We have computers. Mother brain for the entire operation, besides our real office that's around the corner in another building. Anyway, yeah, so this is where our POS stuff happens. A lot of people ask what the secret ingredient is, and I mean, everybody knows by now, geez. But really, we burn Girl Scout cookies with Post Oak, and that's how we get that. So we get that left, you see. But yeah, lots of Girl Scout cookies. Refrigerator. And then this is my office. And boy, is it junky. Like any restaurant guy stuff. A lot of bottles, a lot of books, stock pots, heat lamps, beer samples that I'll never get to, backup trays, all the stuff. But nothing too interesting going on back here. It's an exotic life we live.
Mm. Alas, we're here again in the smokehouse, kind of, you know, kind of my path for a work day is just kind of making the rounds, making circles, just like, you know,
time to bake the donuts again.
But anyway, kind of doing some stuff. It's pretty chill. This is kind of, you know, once the door opens, we wait for the tables to kind of fill up. And then when that first turn happens, we start doing pit tours. So this is kind of our quiet time. This is when we reset the smokehouse, get the briskets on, get the fire stable, get everything kind of cleaned up. And then probably about 11:30-ish, guests will start coming in here for like pit tours and hanging out and asking questions. And, you know, we got a bunch of pretty awesome people that are really great at talking to everybody and, you know, do some Q&A. Whatever. It doesn't really matter too much. Anyway, a couple weird little tidbits about the smokehouse. This is actually the second smokehouse we've had. The first one burned down in a nasty fire. Yeah, it burned down. Anyway, who thought it would be a good idea to frame a smokehouse with wood? Well, no one said anyone ever, but we did it a second time, and we have this wood-frame smokehouse. But a couple design changes on this one is that we have a single plane ceiling, which is kind of cool because the other one, you know, was just a normal kind of hip roof, I guess. But, you know, we don't have any fans in here, so we have this natural ventilation up top. It's called the clear story. But the idea is that it's naturally ventilated, so with a single plane roof, we can actually get air in here, and it kind of venturis the hot air and the smoke out of here. So, like right now, we're filling with pits, getting the fires going, but it's not even smoky in here, and it's not loud either. There are no vent fans, which is really cool because you can hear the fires crack. You can hear kind of like all the context clues for how things are burning and how things are working. Big old stack of post oak over there. We go through about 6 cords a week, which is a pretty insane amount of firewood. I forget what the hard number is, but to burn each one of these smokers for 1 hour costs $33.26, if I remember, of firewood. So we've got it down because that factors into cost of goods and all the stuff you have to figure out, which is stuff that you don't think about when you pay 30-something dollars for a pound of brisket. It's like what it took to get there. But that factors in for sure. Anyway, but this is it. Let's go check out the sausage situation. I never sausage a cool walk-in. This is where we make the sausage. Hello, hello. How are you? So this is it. We've got a grinder, you know, because we're Judas Priest fans. I've got our little lucky linker. We've got this guy, Travis, our other lucky linker. And yeah, we're just kind of doing stuff. Nothing too special going on in here. And grinder parts, ready to go to the wash. This is also where we take our breaks and eat lunch sometimes. Oh, hey, look, back in the smokehouse. So if you've ever been here, you'll know this. And if you haven't, you're about to learn it. Franklin Barbecue has a really challenging topography. We're up on the side of a hill, so it kind of drops down. And where we built the smokehouse used to be a parking lot underneath us, but the problem was that the building was too high, so we couldn't just like go downstairs to bring meat and stuff like that. So, to my knowledge, this is the only second-story smokehouse, you know, that I've ever seen, at least. But it is above ground, and we store things underneath, which we'll take a look at that. But that also created the problem that we had to get stuff up and down constantly. So we have a freight elevator. Just to get like meat and kind of the way the path works in here is that like in the mornings, you show up about midnight for a rib shift, bring stuff up, do ribs, do your stuff, get this. And by the time you're about to wrap ribs, that cook is over here. The kitchen's already reset and the prep guys show up about 6 a.m. and the meat lugs start coming up here that we trimmed that are held in a cooler down here. They come up, do a secondary trim, get seasoned. And then when they go out, the new stuff comes in for the primary trim for the next day's batch. So it's like kind of a big Tetris game. It's like one little piece is always kind of moving around. It's like one of those puzzles where you can only move one thing at a time. But this elevator gets a lot of action. So during lunch, meat's not really coming back up. It's starting to go down to get reset and weighed out in meat lugs in the two coolers. But then trash goes out here and then all kinds of stuff. So this is kind of a big path for the smokehouse. But we try to organize everything where it's pretty open and clear during lunch. In the afternoon, it gets real busy again. Anyway, let's head back this way. This is our very own custom-made mop sink so we can scrub our grates every Sunday. Anyway, we're back down here. Again, second time we've been here, but the nether regions. Let's take a gander this way. This is the kind of stuff that nobody ever gets to see. This is our kind of like catwalk you know, from the elevator to the to-go trailer to the t-shirt thing to the reefer, all that stuff. This is also our loading dock. These gates open up, and this is where we get our wood deliveries in every Monday while we're closed, and they go this way. Now, we're really good at knowing what we use, so right now this is all pretty empty because it's Saturday, right? So we've only got one pallet of wood, and each pallet is about a third-ish of a cord. So come Monday afternoon, this whole thing will be filled with firewood, and that's the week's supply. We'll get through it, and then by the time next Saturday, Sunday rolls around, we'll be down again. It's kind of where we store like speed racks and stuff. Upstairs, after our first trim of brisket for the next day, next day's food, everything goes down here, and then we do meat lugs, and everything's weighed out. This is where poultry lives. This is just kind of our other cooler. Elevator, beverage cooler for the line stuff. This is our freezer for gel packs for gold belly orders. And this is our dry storage. We're not gonna look in there though. Let's take a look at the to-go trailer. Now I will say there's no money in brisket because it's really expensive, but we sell a lot of t-shirts. This is kind of fun little territory. This is a 20-foot shipping container just for merch and little portion cups. But these are all the t-shirts, all organized, we restock. This is not where all the merch lives. We keep a lot at our shop down in South Austin also. But this is just kind of like our daily, you know, needs here. And weekly stuff too, but anyway, you know, koozies, trays, to-go boxes, all that stuff. Nothing too exciting here. Let's see, more back of the house stuff. So this used to be, now we call this the cancer den. Long story, but it holds phase converters in there, so there's a lot of stuff going on in there. It gets real hot. Your insides get warm. And I know that because it used to be my office. And I would sit at my desk and be like, God, I think I need to get a EMF, you know, reader. It's like, oh, there's either an apparition or it is not a safe place to be. I also ate a lot of paint chips as a kid, so I wasn't too worried about it. But anyway, so this, initially I built this when we were in the trailer about 13 years ago. And I built it just wide enough that I could fit on a flatbed trailer. Yeah, so it was dry storage at the trailer. We outgrew, as you can see, we've gotten a little bit bigger than we used to be. When we were in the trailer, we started off cooking 3 briskets on Saturday, 2 during the week, and then I think when we left the trailer in March of 2011, I suppose, I think we were cooking 24 briskets a day? But now we're 120, so things have changed, and our dry storage needs have also changed. But anyway, blah, 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 going on there. It's a deep freezer for more gel packs for gold bellies. This is another shipping container that holds gold belly boxes and sauce and beer and all that kind of stuff. So every Monday, with gold belly, it's like a third-party shipping brisket thingy. But we pack them up here, and since we're so busy all the time, we don't really have, like, smoker space or any of that stuff, so we do 120 briskets a week with gold belly because that's all we can fit in one cook. So if we really get in a pickle, we can do a Sunday night cook because we're closed on Sundays. So since we're closed on Mondays, Sunday night cook closed. Yeah. So since we're closed on Mondays, we load up all the stuff over the weekends and then just service all the gold belly orders out of this trailer, which is also our to-go trailer. Nothing special here, but if you do order an order online, and I hope you do, this is where you'll come and, you know, you show up, give us your name, all that stuff, check in, we'll cut the food, and that's about it, really. Yeah, I feel like this is like the, our underground lair of the barbecue underworld, Franklin barbecue underworld. This is our break table. This is one of the first picnic tables. No, I take it back. Somebody threw that one away. This is a replacement. Anyway, this is kind of where we do, like, work meetings. It's about the only quiet spot there is, when we're up there working and stuff. Kind of made the rounds. Usually instead of, going around, giving a tour of the place, I would be back there doing emails, with a little hat on, smoking a cigarette, with paper, ding, doing stuff like that. But come up here, kind of hang out. So I'm going to go chit-chat a bit. Thank you all for watching. Hope you enjoyed it. And yeah, if you have any questions or we didn't cover anything, ask Kevin at Kevin's Barbecue Joints.